Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Bald Eagle, Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Good morning, children. We have a brand new adventure to begin as we learn about a very special bird, the bald eagle. This magnificent bird created by God was chosen by the United States Congress to represent America as its emblem. Bald eagles are so exciting to watch as they fly overhead. Their white head and white tail make them easy to pick out when you identify them. They love to fly high and catch special paths of air called thermals that allow them to climb high in the sky. The eagle's nests are high in big trees or on rocky, high cliffs. Having the nest high keeps their babies safe and also are a great launching pad for the chicks as they gain speed and climb high into the sky. Since the nests are so high, there is usually no shade from the hot sun. The parents will use their huge wings as shade for their babies and umbrellas during rainstorms. The eagle's main feathers are tapered so they can fly high even during the rainstorms. Eagles' eyes are well known for great sight. An eagle can see fish or rabbits for miles away. The eyes are so large that it must constantly turn its head to see in all directions. Avery County has a number of bald eagles that are residents here. In the fall and then in the spring, many eagles migrate through Avery County on their way to warmer climates. There are people who count migrating raptors, birds of prey, on Grandfather Mountain and keep track of how many are migrating. If they fly south without going off in another direction, they are migrating. But if they go off in other directions, they are most likely resident birds who live here. Thank you, God, for bald eagles, the emblem of America, and mentioned often in your word, the Bible. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.